If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Check out FrankieBoyer.com and do like me on the Frankie Boyer Show face page. Well, my first guest, and we're actually doing a double segment today because it's a fascinating story. For those of you who do not know the name Bob Crane, he was one of my mother's, by the way, favorite actors, and he was in a series that everybody loved called Hogan's Heroes. And joining us today is an Emmy Award-winning journalist and TV show host who was just 18 when Bob Crane was murdered. And it created a mystery. And we need to hear more about your story as well as the new book, Who Killed Hogan's Bob Crane? And joining us is John Hook. And John, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Frankie. Honored to be here with you.
Okay, so you were a kid. What was your fascination with this death?
Well, I guess like your mom, as you pointed out, I grew up with Crane. He was on television from when I was a very young kid, and then in heavy rerun rotation as I went through my adolescent years. I end up in Arizona, going to Arizona State University, studying journalism.
For all the millennials that do not know who Bob Crane and Hogan's Heroes, just tell us. Just give us a real quick synopsis of it.
He was a brilliant comedic actor. Think of, in modern times, Ashton Kutcher or Tim Allen or Ray Romano turning up dead in an apartment, bludgeoned to death, a beloved figure on television, a star, a big star. In fact, you could argue that Bob Crane was bigger than those names because in that era, one episode of Hogan's Heroes, it would not be uncommon, it would reach 30 or 40 million people. American Idol type audiences every week.
Every week. I'm not kidding when I say that this was my mother. This was the treat of my mother and her best friend, Pearl, and they were like Lucy and Ethel, so the two of them were always getting into trouble. But that show, and they fought like crazy, but that show was their equalizer. Isn't that funny? It's true, though.
Yeah, that was the one they could agree on, and I think a lot of people felt that way. And this was a great show. It was an Emmy Award-winning show. Crane was nominated twice for Best Actor Emmys in that show. Warner Klemper, who played Colonel Klink, he won supporting actor.
Oh, God, he was
times.
So fabulous.
Fabulous. Yeah. I mean, the cast and the writing is brilliant. To think that you could do something about a German POW camp and make it funny was an amazing little trick of comedy. And Crane was brilliant in this role. But getting back to how I got interested in it, I come out to Arizona State to study journalism in the summer of 1978. It happens to be 2 months after Crane was found murdered in his Scottsdale apartment, a mere 7 miles from where my dormitory was.
Oh, my gosh.
Then I end up living here with this case. Carpenter, John Carpenter, goes on trial in 1994 for the murder of Bob Crane. Carpenter was his close friend, the guy who helped facilitate videotaping their X-rated exploits. This case has been with me my whole life. And then an interview with Bob Crane's son in March of 2015 started me on this journey. I interviewed Crane's son, his oldest son, Bob Jr., and after that interview, I was left with a son's profound sense of loss at having lost his father, who he loved. Bob Crane was only 2 weeks short of turning 50 when he was murdered. And the family having no answers as to who killed him, definitive answers. So, Frankie, I started thinking about, could we retest the physical evidence in the case if we could find it? That was the first trick.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
we could find it, could we retest it? Did the DNA evidence from the case still exist? And using modern DNA science, could we get an answer that they could not get in the 70s, 80s, and 90s?
And so you decided to go out and do this?
Yes. It became an obsession. And I think any good work in journalism has to become kind of an obsession, to be honest.
So let's go back to the John Carpenter story for just a moment. So he was his dearest friend, and they got into a lot of mischief and trouble together, correct?
That is putting it mildly. Since you talk about personal responsibility, these guys were off the grid. I mean, this was really... They were videotaping their sexual exploits at every turn, picking up women and videotaping.
They were,
but you could argue, Frankie, they were ahead of their time.
I was just going to say, they were really, they were so ahead of their time. Yeah, I mean, they were the inventors of, they were the first off-the-grid porn, if you will.
Right, before Paris Hilton, before Kim Kardashian, before Pam Anderson, although in this case, Crane never intended for this to get out into the public. Because it would be a career killer. People would say this beloved guy, Colonel Hogan, is into this. I mean, Bob...
Oh, I know. My mother would have turned it right off.
Yes.
Yeah, my mother was very open, but she would have been disgusted.
Exactly.
Disgusted.
And he was concerned about it, but he was also reckless. When you talk about personal responsibility, he was reckless about this stuff. And it started to get out. Disney found out about it. He had done a film at Disney called Super Dad. Disney started to catch wind that Bob Crane had this dark side, and it started to harm his career. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we are, a couple of years after his death. Why did they think John Carpenter was the killer?
Because Carpenter, they had a long history. Carpenter had been introduced to Crane on the set of Hogan's Heroes back in the mid-60s when they were filming. Introduced, by the way, by Richard Dawson, host of Family Feud.
A Family Feud, yeah.
Yes. He introduced Carpenter to Crane. Carpenter at this time was the first video national salesman for Sony Electronics. Really teaching the stars, Red Skelton, the Smothers Brothers, Elvis, how to use this new technology. This was brand new stuff back then.
Wow.
He and Crane shared this fascination in three things: women, electronics, and photography. And it fueled them, and it became an explosive combination.
Okay.
That investigators believe resulted in murder. But Carpenter was palling around with Crane out on the road, and they would pick up women, bring them back to Crane's apartment where all the video equipment was set up, and they would start rolling and having sex with women.
Was there evidence at that time that John Carpenter would have committed this? It doesn't make sense to me.
I know, and to many people, it doesn't make sense because they were such close friends.
There's
evidence, and in the book I write about it, Who Killed Bob Crane? Bob Crane's son had a conversation with his father before the trip to Scottsdale in the summer of 78. His dad said, Carpenter is becoming a pain in the ass. I've got to make changes. He felt Carpenter had become a hanger-on. And you run into people like this in show business, and the Carpenter was glomming on to Crane's celebrity to pick up women, beautiful women, that he would never on his own have an opportunity to bed. And that started to weigh on Crane.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to cut this relationship off.
So they put John Carpenter on trial.
In 1994. It took 16 years.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. But the trial by jury could not convict him beyond a reasonable doubt?
That's right. The reason it went to trial 16 years later is it took a prosecutor who felt, let's go, let's do it. The case isn't getting any better with time. It deserves its day in court, and that was Rick Romley. Rick was another guy who was a big part of my book. Romley said, we think we've got it. We think we figured it out. And there was one piece of evidence that had been missing all those years, and they found it when they reopened the case.
Mm-hmm.
It was a photograph of a tissue speck in John Carpenter's rental car. Blood was found in Carpenter's rental car after the murder. Blood
wow.
that happened to match Bob Crane's blood type. But
yeah.
they couldn't prove it was Bob Crane's blood, only the same blood type, type B, found in only 9% of the population.
I was going to say, that's one of the rarest forms of blood to begin
that's
with.
That's right. That's right. But then, when they reopened the case in 90-91, they stumbled across a photograph.
Oh, I'm going to let you hold off on that
sure.
because we're going to keep you until after the break because this is the suspenseful part of the story.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
Who killed Hogan's Bob Crane? An Emmy Award-winning journalist cracked the celebrity cold case using modern DNA science. He's with us today, John Hook. This is so exciting. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer. John, what's the best website as we go to break?
Oh, it's everything's there. Crime scene photos and video. Never before seen, by the way, Frankie. It's whokilledbobcrane.com. You can order the book there as well. It's a interesting website.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
She walks to school with a lunchy pack. Nobody knows what she's holding back. Wearing the same dress she
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great. But what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to Kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we are talking to Emmy Award-winning TV show host John Hook. And it is such a, isn't this a fascinating story? Who killed Hogan's Bob Crane? And so we're at this critical place. Okay, so we're recap. Let's recap, everybody. Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. John Hook's new book is out, Who Killed Bob Crane? And it is a captivating investigation into the crime of a celebrity cold case. Okay, so we're talking about John Carpenter, 19 years after the fact, goes to trial, and you said that there was some evidence, or there was a photograph, but let's go back a little bit and set it up for your dramatic crescendo.
Carpenter had met on the set of Hogan's Heroes. Crane was fascinated with photography and women and electronics. Carpenter fueled that because he was selling the very first video gear ever sold in America, even before the public could get their hands on it, to the rich and famous. As Crane started going out on the road playing dinner theaters, which brought him to Scottsdale in the summer of 1978, Crane would bring all this gear with him, and Carpenter would meet him out on the road. They would pick up women, and they would videotape their sexual exploits in Crane's living room of his apartment, two-bedroom apartment, videotape all this stuff. These were the selfies before selfies, okay? And the women
right.
knew they were being taped, by the way. You talk about personal responsibility a lot on your show. The women involved all knew about this. The video equipment was so bulky, you couldn't miss it. It was in the living room. And they were
right.
mugging for the camera. I've seen, Frankie, many of these videos.
Oh, my gosh.
They were
gosh.
In on the deal. Okay.
John, what a riot. Well, you know, I think that there was someone we interviewed years ago about voyeurism, and that we are all basically, you know, it just, there are so many people that really want their fame, and that's the way it is, you know. I think
sure.
That's the nature of where we are today with these selfies everywhere you go. I mean, it's just so
no doubt.
It's so crazy.
No doubt.
Yeah,
Crane,
go ahead.
You could argue Crane was ahead of his time videotaping this stuff.
Every bit of it, yes.
He never
yes.
meant it to be used for public consumption. But at any rate, Carpenter is with Crane in Scottsdale. Crane turns up murdered, his head bashed in his apartment. Carpenter happens to leave for L.A. that morning. So he leaves, and there's blood found in his car. But police could not link that blood definitively to Bob Crane. It was the same blood type, but they didn't know it was Crane's. Fast forward to 94, Carpenter goes on trial. But the jury, and I interview the jury foreman in the book extensively, Michael Lake, a fascinating guy, a former U.S. Marine, a by-the-book guy, he said, if we knew for sure that that was Bob Crane's blood in John Carpenter's rental car, we would have convicted John Carpenter, no doubt.
Yeah.
But they didn't have it, so there was reasonable doubt. And they acquitted John Carpenter.
Mm.
And that's, fast forward to my investigation in 2016 to reopen this and try to find out, could we absolutely link that blood to Bob Crane in John Carpenter's car? That became the basis for the book.
Wow.
And by the way, Frankie, this is so unprecedented. The lab that did the testing on the DNA is Cellmark, Bodie Cellmark Forensics in Lorton, Virginia. They did the testing for O.J. Simpson, JonBenet Ramsey, and Bob Crane, the early testing on Bob Crane, and the testing that we did. And they said, we have never done this for a reporter before, ever. They didn't have a protocol for it. They said, we're dealing with law enforcement and defense attorneys. We don't deal with reporters on stuff like this. So for us to get this kind of access to the evidence and be granted this kind of access from the county attorney here, I give them great credit for letting us try to take a crack at it.
You mentioned a photograph. Tell me a little bit more about that photograph. You kept us hanging about a photograph.
When they reopened the case in 1990 under a new attorney, county attorney down here, Rick Romley, who's also a former Marine with a fascinating story, Romley said, let's retry this case, or let's try to put it on trial. It had not been tried up to that point. They had found in reopening the case a photograph long discarded of a piece of tissue in John Carpenter's rental car. Not only did they have blood, but they had a photograph of a tissue speck, 1/16th of an inch, that pathologists, upon reviewing that photograph, believed it was subcutaneous tissue, meaning skull tissue. If you've got skull tissue and blood in John Carpenter's rental car, what does that mean to you? He's the killer. John Carpenter is the killer of Bob Crane. But the problem was, while they had the photograph, and that was alluring, they did not have the actual speck of tissue. One of the many missteps by investigators. It was either collected and lost or never collected in the first place. All they had was a photo, and the jury was instructed at John Carpenter's trial that you can disregard this since the prosecution could not produce it as evidence.
Gosh.
I know. One of many incredible occurrences.
Okay, so here you are. You've been doing this for a long time. You've been on news for a long time. You've won over a dozen Emmys for your reporting. You were named Associated Press Anchor of the Year 5 times. You've been in the Phoenix area for a long time now. You stayed in Phoenix. My question to you is, why have we not seen this into a movie? Is it going to become a movie? Tell me.
I haven't even thought about that.
Your kid, because that's the first thing I'm thinking about is who could play Bob Crane. And when you said Ashton Kutcher, I'm thinking, hello.
Well, remember, Frankie, there was a movie done about this back in 2002 called Autofocus, starring Greg Kinnear as
Bob Crane
and William Dafoe as John Carpenter. So they have made a movie about this murder. But there, it was a Paul Schrader film. Paul Schrader is doing a movie, not a documentary. What I'm doing is journalism here.
Right.
And my conclusions are different than what Schrader comes up with in that film. But that is, you know, it's kind of funny how JFK, the movie, Oliver Stone, becomes kind of the narrative of what happened in the JFK assassination. And frankly, that is fiction. That movie was fiction. It's a great film. But it doesn't align with the physical evidence in the Kennedy case. And by the way, one of the investigators down here calls the Crane murder in Arizona. He called it our Kennedy case. Now, it's hyperbole, but his point is there are as many theories about Crane and who killed him as there are about JFK.
Where is Carpenter today?
Carpenter died 4 years after trial. And that's an interesting point. I asked the county attorney, had Carpenter been alive, would he have allowed me to do this? And he said that he would have. He said, you know, there have
this
been
is so fascinating. Oh, you have to come back because this
I'd
is
love
just
to.
Oh, what a story, John Hook. Thank you so much, and what a story. Who killed Bob Crane? .com, and we thank you so much for being with us today. And we will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer. You are listening to us on BizTalk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
I've been long, long way from here. Protect your teeth naturally with Silver Soul Tooth Gel. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And you can, we are redoing the Frankie Boyer show page on Facebook, so give me a like. And one of my favorite things that I use on a daily basis, and you know, I've been doing this show for many years, and I've been doing my health show for over 16 years, and I couldn't continue to do a show without believing in the information that I present on air every single day. And so I just love when I can find products that really incorporate and help me in my life, in my lifestyle. And I try to bring that to you all as well on Biz Talk Radio and on my holistic health show every day. And that's kind of what I do. And so I was thinking about it this morning when I got up. One of the first things that I do is I spray my face, and I spray my face with Willard water in a spray bottle, and then I put my moisturizer on. And I've done a couple of experiments for myself, and I noticed that the days that I don't spray first before I put my moisturizer on, my moisturizer doesn't get in quite as deep in my skin, doesn't look as hydrated. So I started to see a pattern. I'm not alone, because the women in Asia, Asian women, are finding Willard water. Yes, I know, it sounds crazy. And you're all saying, what is Willard water? Well, for those of you that have been listening to the show on a regular basis, John Willard is with us, and of course his grandfather was Dr. Willard, and Dr. Willard created this catalyst water that's called Willard water. It's drwillard.com. And so through connections and whatever, but women in Asia now have access to Willard water, and they spend like $150 for a bottle with the spray on it of Willard water, where it's like $15 on drwillard.com. You can call, and we'll give out the phone number in a second. And John Willard, welcome. It's so nice to have you back.
Thank you. It's always great to be back on.
So this is something that I started doing several months ago, and so sometimes it's like really cold, and I don't like to spray the cold water on my face or whatever, but the days that I don't do it, I visually can see with my eyes that my skin is not as hydrated. And let's face it, as men and women, unless you're getting hydration to your face, you're going to show those lines and wrinkles. And let me tell you something, as you get older, it's not a pleasant thing. It just isn't. And some of us are more susceptible to wrinkles than others, and I know it's genetics, and I know I have one friend, and God bless her, she's going to be 80 years old, but she is a minority. Most women at her age are very wrinkled. Her skin is gorgeous, and she's a minority. She's going to be 80 years old, and she doesn't even look like she's going to be 60. It's insane. But that skin, it's really the key. It's really the key. And so I use the spray in the morning, and then I do it at night because I moisturize twice a day. It's just what I do every single day. And I know that a lot of women do not feel the need to moisturize. I don't know what planet they're in, but I've always moisturized. My mother, I remember as a child, my mother had that goo on her face, John, before she went to bed. So it's just, I grew up with, you know, knowing that's what you do as a woman. You put stuff on your face before you go to bed so you won't, you know, prune up. So men and women, it's just a little tip, and they're paying a fortune in the Asian countries for Dr. Willard water when it's just an absolute bargain here in this country. And then because we are so stressed, I also have been taking my vitamins, and I want the absorption of my vitamins to work. And especially this time of the year, I know that parts of the country have had terrible weather, and but there's also this unheardly warmth going on. And John, you were telling me last week it was 70 degrees in the Dakotas.
It's actually supposed to be 72 today.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Well, we are 40 degrees.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. We're 40 degrees, so it's still winter. It's hat and gloves, and this morning it was really chilly. When I was out first thing this morning, it was like 32 degrees and wind chill with the wind coming off the ocean, and it was nasty. It was just nasty. So I'm trying to protect myself topically and then internally. And so it just takes 2 seconds. I leave the Willard water on the counter, so I use it. If you put it away or you don't put it in a place that you can find it, it's, you know, you have to be reminded to use it. And I'm pretty consistent. I put it in my pitcher. I have activated water and beautiful water that I, filtered water that I use. And then I put the Willard water in that. And I use it for, this morning I just made a protein shake. I put the Willard water in my protein. I just started doing this, John. I put a little bit of Willard water in my protein shake now. Because there was something that you said about a study that was done at, I don't know if you said Purdue or one of the colleges, that you did a study with the absorption, the cellular absorption of Willard water. And I'm thinking, if it's working in the cellular level, then as a vegetarian, that whey protein that I put in my, I'm a lacto-ovo-vegetarian, but that whey protein that I put in my shake, I need every one of those 20 grams of protein in the morning to fuel me and to help me do what I do and keep my brain. And, you know, it's about my brain. Quite honestly, as much as I'm into vanity, and boy, am I into vanity. Just being up front, I'm into vanity. I want my brain, though. You know, I want my brain to be as effective. And we just saw in the news yesterday about David Cassidy admitting he has dementia. It's very sad, very, very sad. But whatever you can do to keep your brain in the best shape. And so I love the Willard water for that reason. So I use it in my protein shake now, John. And it's odorless, it's tasteless, and it's a pretty fabulous product. And tell us a little bit about that study.
Yes, actually, it's interesting you bring up studies. We've been sponsoring a number of cellular studies, and it's not university. Basically, the reason behind those studies was to try to figure out how the Willard water is actually working. We know, after 40 years in business, we know what it does at the cellular level, and we know that it's affecting certain things, but what we don't know is why. We don't know why it's doing what it's doing. And so the goal of these studies was to try to figure that out, you know, answer that question. Why is Willard water doing these things? Why is it affecting cellular absorption and whatnot? And so the first round of those studies, as you mentioned, was internal skin cell study or internal cell studies, where we were trying to figure out, does it actually impact the absorption of cells, the absorption of nutrients into the cells internally? And happily, as we expected, the answer is a very resounding yes. We saw a very big difference in the absorption of nutrients and minerals in the cells, the ability of the cells to hold on to them, and that was a very important part of it as well. The cells was actually helping the cells to utilize those nutrients. It wasn't just merely helping them pass in, it was helping the cells to utilize them as well.
Wow, that's
the
powerful.
Second thing we saw in that study, which was the second period of it, the second part of it, which I'm now very happy to say we are ready to announce, was on skin cells. And we were studying things like the vitamin E absorption on the skin cells and how does it affect the utilization of vitamin E in the skin. And that study was completed a while ago, and it was submitted, and we actually just got word yesterday that the scientific journal has agreed to publish that.
That is so huge. So my little, and the women of Asia kind of got it first. So it makes the creams go in deeper and more, they absorb more into the skin on the cellular level?
Yes, yes. What we see in the, on the skin cells, as you mentioned, we have a partner in Japan. They actually call themselves Dr. Willard's Japan. that has been selling our product as an ingredient in
skin
cell regimen.
And, we're out of time.
Years, and that's what
it's
they do.
So great. Okay, give the number. DrWilla.com. Don't be fooled by any other product. Give the phone number, please, John.
Yes, it's toll-free, 888-379-4552. Once again, that's 888-379-4552.
Awesome information. Go to DrWilla.com and get your Willard water. Drink it and spray it on your face, men and women. Great tip. We'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Yeah, stay tuned.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And what a pleasure to welcome to the airwaves the author of Orphan Train. Millions and millions of this book were sold, and she is at it again. Her new book is out. It's such a fascinating historical piece. It's called A Piece of the World, and Christina Baker Klein is with us today, and it's such a pleasure. Welcome to the program, and congratulations on such a phenomenon with Orphan Train.
Oh, that was really a fun journey. That train just kept chugging along. That was great. Thank you.
So this new book is called A Piece of the World.
Yes.
And what's so fascinating is that this is about the story of Christina Olson, the woman we all know, the famous Andrew Wyeth the painting that he did in 1948 of this hill.
Yes.
And this woman leisurely lying in the grass in a pink dress, sitting in a field, gazing at a weathered house in the distance. And by the way, I did not know that that painting only sold for $1,800.
It's amazing, isn't it, when you think about it's priceless now, which is why it never travels. They never let it out because it's they can't even insure it for what it's worth.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing.
You have to go to the Museum of Modern Art, which it's pretty fabulous when you see it in person. So it's called Christina's World. So what was it about this painting that fascinated you?
This painting was something that I grew up with. My parents are Southern, but we moved to Maine when I was six. And they were young professors, and, you know, we read all the time, and we had all kinds of art in the house. We had a frame in the kitchen where every week, there were four daughters, every week one of us would choose a different work of art from this book, this collection that my mother had, and of course Christina's World was one of them. Anyway, my father realized that that painting was done about just over an hour from where we lived, so we all hopped in the car, we went to the house, and we trespassed, no doubt, and we picnicked on the grass right in the spot where Christina, had been depicted in the painting. So I had this identification with it as a child. By the way, I just wrote a piece for the New York Times, and if you go to their homepage today, you'll see it. It's called Trespassing in Christina's World, and it's exactly.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and an artist for the Times did an illustration of my family sitting in the grass. That's very funny. It looks nothing like us, but it's a very sweet picture. So there was that, and then another identification for me is that I, of course, I'm named Christina. My mother and grandmother are also both named Christina, and my grandmother Christina was so similar to Christina Olsen in a lot of ways. She was raised in a, you know, a rural farmhouse sort of in the middle of nowhere without any amenities, any modern amenities, and she kind of took care of her family, and she had a degenerative kind of polio-like disease as a child. So there were all these resonances for me that, and there are more than that even. At the back of my novel, by the way, there's a nonfiction essay that kind of talks about all of these different connections I had to the painting. And, you know, when you're a writer, then one of the nicest things about being a novelist is that you often, in seeking a subject that you are going to be immersing yourself in for, in my case, 2 years at least, you want to find something that appeals to you personally, that connects with something deep in your own past or your own experience or your own, you know, emotional life. And this subject did all three of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I go on any further, why, if this painting is so spectacular and so wonderful, why does it hang? I just often wondered that myself. Why does it hang in a hallway near a bathroom?
Oh, it's such an interesting thing. So the Museum of Modern Art bought this painting, as I told you, as we discussed earlier, in 1948 for $1,800. They bought it the minute it was finished, pretty much. They knew then that it was significant, actually, and they were glad to have it. But as time went on, Wyeth's reputation had been enormous at that period in his lifetime. It grew and grew and grew, but by the late 60s, his style of painting, and he in particular, had fallen out of favor, and because of pop art and abstract and, you know, minimalist art, he was considered at that time sort of reactionary and conservative, and, you know, realist work, as it was believed to be then, was very much out of favor. And even when Wyeth died, his obituary in the New York Times was pretty damning. All of that is changing, and I've been talking to a lot of curators and art historians about his reputation, which is being kind of rehabilitated fairly quickly.
Yeah,
I think,
as it should be.
No doubt that he will end up and is already considered one of the great American artists. There's a new book called Rethinking Andrew Wyeth, which is filled with pieces by curators and art historians about what exactly he was doing and why it's reductive to call him simply a realist painter. In fact, what they call it now is metaphorical realism, in which he heightened the ordinary, combining American regionalism, which is what they had originally called it, American regionalism, with figurative surrealism. So he was always doing something very strange and odd in his work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so interesting. So you put together this book, and this was what, your fifth novel?
This was my sixth novel, yes.
Sixth. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, good for you. You've done Bird in Hand, The Way Life Should Be, Desire Lines. And Sweetwater.
Sweetwater and Orphan Train.
And Orphan Train.
Novels.
Yeah. And we are out of time, but what's the best website for you, Christina Baker Klein?
So, my name is my website, and it's my last name is spelled Kline. So it's Christina Baker Klein, one word. It's on the back of my book as well. But my website actually has a ton of resources for book clubs or reading groups or library groups. We've stocked it with all kinds of information.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and congratulations. And we will be back next time. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always,
smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,